You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Did they just not offer you a second choice? Or did you not have a lot of time to choose? Help me out here. I don't understand. What were you thinking? On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh boy.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh boy. Hey, welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. That's me. You did it. Yay. A fine choice you have made. I'll entertain you like some pathetic little clown. That's what I do. You pull my strings, you shove your hand up my butt, and I will perform for you. Ugh. Joke's on you, actually. That's the way I view it. Coming up on the shortest day of the year. It's only going to be 3 hours long. I don't think that's what that means. The least amount of sunshine is what that means. It's about time. I'm sick of all the sunshine stuff. Seriously, man. I like it when it gets dark early, because then I can go right to bed, and I'm enjoying that phase of my life right now. Those close to me, and there aren't many, say, Ron, when you're dead, you're going to have plenty of time to lie down. To which I respond, that's the stupidest thing you've ever said. Let me introduce some of the people that make this show possible while the music's going on in the background. Actually, Jason Shaw, that's his music. He wrote that for this show. Thank you, Jason. And he does most of the incidental music that occurs incidentally on this program. Then there's John Shanahan. He's that voice you hear in the beginning, does a lot of our comedy writing and comedy sketches and stuff. He's really funny, man. Really funny. He's been doing this forever. He's just fantastic. John Shanahan, you can Google him and find his websites and stuff. He's a really amazing guy. I say that because he pays me to say that. And then there's Nicole Reed. She's the British babe that you hear at the beginning of the program. She does some of our announcing, and she also books many of the national interviews that we do. Thank you, Nicole. Hey, I don't know on what platform you're listening to me on, but we're all over the place now. We are on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, YouTube, Podbean Network, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Player FM, we're on their network, and Podbay. All over the place, and some radio stations across the country, if they dare. Whew. Wow. And hello to you. Hi, hello to you. Those of you that listened to yesterday's program, I apologize profusely. Anyway, that's behind us now. I love that phrase. Oh, that's history. That's behind us. Let's look forward. I love that because it means all the crap you did before, nah, we don't care anymore. Every once in a while, I'll talk about the president because I loathe him. He is the most destructive, ridiculous excuse for a living organism, and I question even that part of it. And I say this every time, and I mean it, and I know you don't believe me, but I mean it. It's not his policies. I disagree with most of them, but that has nothing to do with it. There's been plenty of presidents that I disagreed with. It had nothing to do with their character as people or what they believed in. This guy doesn't believe in what he's doing. He only does it to make sure that he's doing well in the polls and that he's and that his personality remains on the top of everybody else's. If you believe he does things because he's trying to help you, you are taken like a fly on a piece of shit, ladies and gentlemen. He is tricking you every second of the way. Here's what this man, and I only discuss his character and his seethingly ugly demeanor. He tweeted this on Monday. And as you may know, if you keep up with things, and I hope you do, he's going to be taking the U.S. troops out of Syria so that Turkey can invade it. I know it doesn't make much sense to you and you don't understand what I'm talking about, but here's the thing. If we remove our troops out of Syria, then ISIS has an open invitation to get it on, and Russia has an open invitation to run that country. So even the Republicans in Congress, even the Republicans, the guys on his side and ladies, are slamming him for even thinking of doing this, much less probably insisting that he's going to do it. Here is how he responded in a tweet to anybody that disagrees with him on the Syria withdrawal. Here's what he says, and I quote, "As I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done it before. They must, with Europe and others, watch over the captured ISIS fighters and families." Oh, Don, you are so freaking stupid. It's unbelievable. All of that being said, there's one phrase in here that is just proving my point. And this is the dangerous point. Donald actually thinks that he's the smartest person on the planet. For him to use the phrase in his tweet, and it's not a joke, by the way, it's real. I will repeat the phrase. If Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider be... wait a minute. That you, in your great and unmatched wisdom... Who says that about themselves? Who says that? That's how you describe the Wizard of Oz, that little punk standing behind the curtain with all the smoke and all the mirrors. It's just a little guy behind a curtain. Donald, you use the same phrase, man. You just exposed yourself like a guy who dropped his pants in the subway. If I am my great and unmatched wisdom, oh my God, that's psychopathic. People don't say that, man. God, gotta be kidding me. He's also called himself, as you know in other tweets, a stable genius. Don, you ain't no genius, man. God, he always thinks if he says it enough, then people will believe it. He said it enough where he believes it. Even if you're a Trump supporter, you got to say, yeah, I support him. He's nuts. There's no question about it. He's nuts. Trump's latest promotional video, which he puts out every once in a while, actually says in it about Donald Trump. It says, you need a president that is an asshole. Well, I guess that worked. Because you're an asshole. You're the president. You need a president who's so hard on things. It's like you can't put him in your living room with a bunch of good furniture. You can't, because he's hard on things. You can't have nice things in this country. You can't have nice things. Because he's an ass. I'm your asshole president. Oh, hi. How you doing? Good to see you. Here's the problem, Don. I want my president to be compassionate, connect with everybody at the same time, make them all feel that they are taken care of, and that they are secure and happy. As someone who has a great ability to bring people together. That's your nemesis, Don. That's everything that you're not. Empathy, you can't spell it. You don't even know what it means. You don't possess it. You never have. You never will. Intelligence, that's a mere concept. Bringing people together, now that's a joke. All right, that's enough. I get trapped into this, talking about him. I get trapped. I so much don't want to talk about him anymore. I hope that, like, within a year's period of time, that I don't have to. Coming close on a year now. Ooh. How much can one man fuck up in a year? A lot. All right, sorry. Sorry, wasted your time there. I love that you listen to this show, but don't get your news from me. Listen to the news. The basis of this country, the freedom of speech, the way that we check on things and make sure they don't get out of hand, like you end up with a dictator, like is what's happening, is the free press. You may agree with it, you may disagree with it, depending on your political views, but without that, I mean, if the president is going to call the press ineffective and fake news, and you're running a police state, you're running a dictatorship, and the fact that he calls up the president of China and says, "Oh, you're going to be president for life. Congratulations! I wish I was." Not everybody does, Don. Okay, never mind. President Trump, and I use that term loosely, actually sent a letter to the impeachment inquiry portion of our program and said, we're not going to participate, we're not going to answer any questions, we're not going to send any documents, we're not going to have any people in the government appear in your inquiries. We are going to basically obstruct justice because it says in the Constitution really, really, really clearly that you have to comply, that nobody is above the law. Don, again, do some reading. You're stonewalling, and when you stonewall, you make most people wonder, like, what are you hiding, babe? If there was nothing to hide, you wouldn't hide it. Like your taxes. Every other president has shown the taxes. I can't show, because you may see something that I don't want you to see. All right. You got my taxes, babe. My taxes are available. Everybody's taxes are available to everybody. Yours, I don't know why yours not. I can't figure that out. I just, transparency, my ass, Don. All right, I'm sorry. I should not be doing this. This is not my deal. It's not my thing. I'm just hoping, man, someday, please, someday.
And you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Not so far. Maybe soon. All right. Let's do this. Let's shake it off. Come on, take your body and make believe you're a dog that just had a shower. Shake it off. When I was younger, there was a show called Romper Room. It was way before Sesame Street. I didn't watch it much because I was extremely too old. But at the same time, a Romper Room, there was a version of it in every country on the globe. They had a version in England, and I got a hold of that. And the reason that I did was I don't belong to the Purple Planet thing. What do they call that thing? Planet Fitness, the Planet of Fitness. I don't belong to that planet. I don't belong to Workout World. Wow. I don't belong to a gym, which is usually a lot of equipment in a garage. I basically don't move much unless there's a motor involved. So, or a glass of spirits. Maybe we'll move my elbow. We'll walk to the bar if I must. But I don't do much exercise. So I find that children's exercises are more my speed, because I figure that if a young child can do it, I can comprehend it at the very least. I do push-ups in my bathroom. I'm serious. I'm letting you in on a little secret. Trump won't even release his tax returns, and I will tell you that I do push-ups in a bathroom. What I do is I lean forward on the sink, and then I push myself off the sink, all standing up. So I'm just kind of like flexing my elbows, and sometimes I'll do some knee bends while I'm holding on to the sink. It's a sink thing for me. And it limbers my joints. It's okay. It moves them, you know, keeps them greased. But I got a hold of this Romper Room thing, and I found that that is actually a good exercise program for me. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking
Step
about
back.
Here.
So our circle's a little bit bigger and
All
you have
right.
some more room.
Okay.
Had enough, have you?
No,
okay,
not
Daniel.
Yet. Oh,
just
Daniel.
Put it on the tray and then come and join us.
Yeah, seriously, Daniel.
Feet apart, everybody.
Come on.
Down to your toes
Down.
We go.
Here we go.
Look up into the sky.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll see some clouds today.
Maybe.
Was it raining at your house this
no,
morning?
No, no.
Let's see if we can chase
it was.
The rain
oh,
away.
Oh, okay.
Then. Ready, please, Mr. Music.
Okay, come on. Everybody.
Stretch up.
Okay. Here
Good
we go.
Clouds over there, I think.
I think
your black
you.
Ones over there.
Oh, hey, stop that. Not right.
Bend and
stretch
right up.
Oh, the stretching's nice. Very good.
Bend and stretch. Reach for the stars.
I'm reaching.
There goes Jupiter. Here comes Mars.
Watch out.
Bend and stretch. Reach for the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Stand on.
Oh, yes.
So high.
I did that.
Now, I can see some black clouds over there.
Where?
They're
I
big,
don't see
fluffy
them.
Ones. Do you think any rain would come out of those?
No.
They have to be black and dark.
Yeah.
The sun's over here. Well, maybe the sun and the wind is going to push really, those clouds
this
away.
Is where the reporter was.
You think
well,
so?
Well,
now, if it has been raining and the sun comes out, sometimes we see a rainbow. Do you see one in the sky?
No.
Oh, look at it over there. I can see it.
I
have
don't
a good
see
look.
It. Where?
There it is.
Where? I don't see
Come
it.
Come on, bend over and have another look.
Oh, bend over and have another
Stretch
look.
Up.
Here comes Mars.
Bend
and stretch. Reach for the sky.
Stand on tippy toe, oh, so high.
Oh, that feels good.
Stretch up.
Oh.
Good.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
What colors did you see when you
see
were looking
any.
At the rainbow?
I wasn't looking.
I saw red.
You saw red?
Oh.
I saw yellow?
I saw blue. I saw blue. I saw blue.
Do you ever see black when you see a rainbow?
No, why do you keep saying that?
What color are the clouds that you see? Are they always white?
They're white. White.
Yes, gray and the
no,
black color too when,
yeah.
when there's
what
a thunderstorm
color?
Out. And sometimes purple. That's right.
What, are you crazy?
This time, let's look at the shapes of those clouds
okay.
and see if we can find any
All
animal
right.
shapes.
Let's
sometimes
do that.
You look up there and you
look,
think,
there's a dog.
That looks like an
that looks like a
well,
dog.
That looks like a horse.
No, a
we'll
dog.
See if we can make out
that
some
looks
shapes
like a dog.
Come on. Poles out. Feet
what?
Apart. Take
yeah.
a step back, Hamish.
Hamish.
And then Brad won't be quite so close. And
yeah.
Jodie, you come
Brad, don't
this
be
way.
So close on, to Hamish.
There. Big voice, say ready, please,
okay.
Mr. Music.
Here we go.
I'll be the ready yeah. place, Mrs. Music.
Thank you.
What? what they say? Oh, this is good. This is refreshing, isn't it? Oh, come on, let's do it. Hello? Hello, where'd everybody go?
On those tippy toes.
All right. Okay, what now?
Bend and stretch. Reach for the stars.
Ooh.
There goes Jupiter. Here comes Mars. Bend and stretch.
Yes.
Reach for the skies.
Oh, yeah.
Stand on tippy toe, oh, so high.
That was good.
Look at the clouds. You see any shapes? Are they making any shapes? Do they...
I can see a
All right, that's enough.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
All right, let's speak to our guest now. Jay Campbell joins us. He's executive director of the North Carolina Board of Pharmacy, and he does a lot of other stuff. He's just such a long list of things he does. Melissa Madigan is here, too. She's with PharmD, the policy and communications director for the NABP. I could go on with your credentials, both of you, and it would take up the whole interview. But suffice to say, we're taking a look at pills and how we handle them and how they go bad. You know, we have tons of pills in our lives. As soon as you hit the age of 30, you pretty much have more pills than you do your age. No, it's true. And sometimes they expire, sometimes they don't. I mean, it's overwhelming what we're handling here.
Yeah, you're right, Ron. Most people have a lot of stuff in their medication cabinet that they probably could stand to go through and get rid of from time to time.
I've always been curious, when pills expire, I guess it depends on the pill, are they dangerous or are they just less effective?
It could be both, Ron. I mean, in terms of effectiveness, you're right, different medications have different expiration dates, but you know, the real issue for us today is the safety of those things. And if you've got expired medications or even medications that aren't expired and you're not taking anymore and they're hanging around in medication cabinets, you've always got a risk that you could get your kids or your pets could get in there and take some of those, or you get a teenager or young adult decides they want to start experimenting a little bit. Yeah. That's where they find them.
So I guess the major question here and the crux of is it, what do you do with these pills? I'd be honest with you, when I was younger, I saw my parents flushing them down the toilet along with alligators and other things. But I mean, man, that's what they used to do. That's not right.
So that urban myth about alligators in the sewers, your parents are to blame for that, Ron?
Yeah, it's pretty, okay. Maybe I said a little too much here.
Well, Ron, a lot of folks do. Their instinct is to flush pills down the toilet. And if you don't have any other options, that may not be the worst one. But for obvious reasons, we prefer not to put medications into the groundwater or the water system. So, you know, a better alternative is to find a safe disposal site. And that's what Melissa can tell you about what we're doing to let folks know where those are.
Good.
Yes, so we have a website, and the location is safe.pharmacy.
Okay.
And we developed it because our organization's mission is tied to patient safety. And this website is dedicated to helping patients take their prescription medications safely. And what we have on the homepage is a tool where patients can go to and find a disposal location near them. So all they need to do is go to the homepage, scroll down a little bit, put their zip code in or their city and state, and that tool will let them know where the closest disposal location is.
All right. So,
and we have 8,000 locations in the database, and we're adding more every week.
All right. That's great. Now, also, I mean, don't flush them, but also don't just throw them in the garbage, right? Even if they're sealed.
No, Right. If you're just tossing in the garbage, your risk is somebody, a kid, a pet, somebody could just find it in there. If you can't find a disposal location near you, and you do need to throw it in the trash, take your pills, maybe take the vial, put some water in there, maybe add some dirt or some coffee grounds, anything that would make that unattractive to kids and pets, and shake it up and throw it away if you have to.
All right. What about liquid medications?
No difference there. You can certainly take those to a safe disposal site, but in some ways, Ryan, it's probably easier if you've got a liquid medication. Just add some coffee grounds or something like to it, that shake it up, and then if you have to put it in the trash, unless you drink as much coffee as I do, maybe most folks won't think that the coffee ground smell is attractive to them.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Don't return them to the pharmacy either.
No, generally speaking, a pharmacy can't take those back to put in pharmacy. However, as Melissa was saying, I mean, there are 8,000 disposal sites that we have through this tool right now, and a lot of those disposal sites are at pharmacies.
Oh.
So if you're not sure and you use the tool, but absolutely talk, your pharmacist may not be able to take them back from you. But what a great resource. Talk to your local pharmacist and say, hey, where's my disposal site, or what can you tell me to help me get rid of these things?
But we're all online these days, so this website is wonderful. It's not like you're hauling gigantic trailers of pills. I mean, it's not that hard to bring some of that stuff somewhere and dispose of it properly. So the website's really a great idea. There's no question about that. What about people who, like, they're taking pain medication and, they don't have the pain anymore? They don't usually just throw that out. They usually do keep it around, thinking in the back of their mind, well, what if I get a pain for something else in the near future? I'll keep them around. Is that a safe thing to do? Is that wrong?
Yeah, you're right, Ryan. People do that all the time, and it's certainly understandable why they do, but that's a particularly risky behavior, right? Because if we talk about teens and others who may decide to start experimenting with pain medications and the like, that's what happens. I had a migraine 6 months ago, and I still got some pain medication in the cabinet. If you're not taking them anymore, really the best thing to do is go ahead and get rid of them.
Okay. All right. That's the safe thing to do. Melissa, the website again?
It's safe.pharmacy.
Safe.pharmacy, and that answers all the questions as well?
Yes. It has all the information you'd need.
Sounds simple enough. Now we just have to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, on a serious note, well, we are being serious, but the number of accidental pill taking, and when kids do get into, I mean, part two of your conversation is most likely keep those things at a location where kids can't get to it even if they wanted to.
Yeah, no question about that, Ron. If you're actively taking the medication, it's still really important to keep them stored in a place that kids or others can't find them easily.
Right. And just because you love your kids doesn't mean they can do some weird things sometimes.
Those of us who are parents know that all too well.
Well, about other kids, not about our own, right?
Of course,
Ron. It's always the other ones. Okay, thank you to the both of you, Jay and Melissa, for the information.
Ron, thanks so much. I actually will say I lived in Providence, Rhode Island for a year in the late 90s, so great to be talking with the folks back there.
Okay, cool. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been fantastic today. I don't know how you do it. I couldn't do it. But you're really, really nice. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. That's a threat. So join me then anytime you want. That's why we do this thing on the platform online thing. You can listen in your car at home, in the bathtub, while you're doing push-ups on the sink, whatever. You don't have to be here at a particular time and say, it was 9 o'clock and I missed the Ron Van Dam show. No, you can listen at any time. You can go back like 5 years of this stuff and listen to any one of the episodes. We've done a lot of these suckers, over 1,400 of these things. And that's just podcast-wise when I was on the radio, man, 30 years on the radio. Come on, what the hell's wrong with me? Anyway, have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Only you can prevent forest fires. What?